A man called Mr. Jones and his wife lived near the sea. One stormy night, Mr. Jones was in the garden when he saw the holly tree by his gate begin to toss and shake. A voice cried, "Help me! I'm stuck in the tree! Help me, or the storm will go on all night!" Very surprised, Mr. Jones walked down to the tree. In the middle of it was a tall man with a long grey cloak and a long grey beard and the brightest eyes you ever saw. "Who are you?" Mr. Jones said. "What are you doing in my holly tree?" "I got stuck in it, can't you see? Help me out, or the storm will go on all night. I am the North Wind, and it is my job to blow the storm away." So Mr. Jones helped the North Wind out of the holly tree. The North Wind's hands were as cold as ice. "Thank you," said the North Wind. "My cloak is torn, but never mind. You have helped me, so now I will do something for you." "I don't need anything," Mr. Jones said. "My wife and I have a baby girl just born, and we are as happy as any two people in the world." "In that case," said the North Wind, "I will be the baby's godfather. My birthday present to her will be this necklace of raindrops." From under his grey cloak, he pulled out a fine silver chain. On the chain were three bright shining drops. "You must put it around the baby's neck," he said. "The raindrops will not wet her, and they will not come off. Every year, on her birthday, I will bring her another drop. When she has four drops, she will stay dry, even if she goes out in the hardest rainstorm. And when she has five drops, no thunder or lightning can harm her. And when she has six drops, she will not be blown away, even by the strongest wind. And when she has seven raindrops, she will be able to swim the deepest river. And when she has eight raindrops, she will be able to swim the widest sea. And when she has nine raindrops, she will be able to make the rain stop raining if she claps her hands. And when she has 10 raindrops, she will be able to make it start raining if she blows her nose." "Stop, stop," cried Mr. Jones. "That is quite enough for one little girl." "I was going to stop anyway," said the North Wind. "Mind, she must never take the chain off, or it might bring bad luck. I must be off now to blow away the storm. I shall be back on her next birthday with the fourth raindrop." And he flew away up into the sky, pushing the clouds before him so that the moon and stars could shine out. Mr. Jones went into his house and put the chain with the three raindrops round the neck of the baby, who was called Laura. A year soon went by, and when the North Wind came back to the little house by the sea, Laura was able to crawl about and to play with her three bright shining raindrops, but she never took the chain off. When the North Wind had given Laura her fourth raindrop, she could not get wet, even if she was out in the hardest rain. Her mother would put her out in the garden in her carriage, and people passing on the road would say, "Look at that poor little baby, left out in all this rain. She will catch cold." But little Laura was quite dry and quite happy, playing with the raindrops and waving to her godfather, the North Wind, as he flew over. Next year, he brought her her fifth raindrop, and the year after that, the sixth, and the year after that, the seventh. Now, Laura could not be harmed by the worst storm, and if she fell into a pond or river, she floated like a feather. And when she had eight raindrops, she was able to swim across the widest sea. But as she was happy at home, she had never tried. And when she had nine raindrops, Laura found that she could make the rain stop by clapping her hands. So there were many, many sunny days by the sea. But Laura did not always clap her hands when it rained, for she loved to see the silver drops come sliding out of the sky. Now it was time for Laura to go to school. You can guess how the other children loved her. They would call, "Laura, Laura, make it stop raining, please, so that we can go out to play." And Laura always made the rain stop for them.